to me, he was, out of Penn State, the second best tackle in the draft. And I get it. And I understand that many people think it's a reach, and it sounds like they never had Brock Bowers as a target. And I understand. Again, it's a good pick. And when you look at Tyron Smith, you look at Morgan Moses, the idea that both of these guys are going to be able to play the entire season, most likely you are going to get Fashanu to play some games this year. There's no doubt about it. But I looked at it. I was really hoping to get a weapon for Aaron Rodgers. And so were the Jets as they tried to move up, but unable to do it. If they are healthy come playoff time, this pick's not going to impact. He's not going to play. Now, you got to make sure you defend. You got to make sure you protect him. I get it. I like the pick. It's not. It was offensive lineman or weapon. I just would have loved to have seen another weapon. Because, I understand Mike Williams, I don't know if you can count on being healthy, to be honest, coming off the injury. Now, he doesn't have a history of injury after injury after injury, but he is coming off a major injury. And I would love to see just as many dynamic weapons out there on the field. And as much as you got to protect the 40-year-old man, I get it. And I know he got hurt last year. But I didn't view it as an offensive line issue. And I believe in his ability to get rid of the ball. I believe in his ability to limit bad hits, help offensive linemen. They just added 3 offensive linemen in the offseason. I thought it was a more imperative need to get a weapon for the Jets. I would have loved to have seen someone who could have helped them score touchdowns. I think the tight end could have helped this team in a dramatic way more than the offensive lineman. But overall, you can't get too upset about it. It's a position of need. It's been an issue for this Jet team. And you have a 40-year-old quarterback you got to protect, and you've got tackles who have a history of not finishing seasons, specifically Smith. So I get it. I get it. I get both picks. They're just not sexy. They're not exciting. And for the Giants in particular, I just don't see it as any real impactful way because they still have the worst. Like, when you look at it, me and Fleegs were just talking about it. He was mentioning it to me. If you think, because I mentioned that they have the worst quarterback situation in the division, and I do think Washington's getting better. And under new ownership and a new head coach, and now Jaden Daniels, they've got the worst quarterback in the division. They've got the worst, still, with this pick, the worst wide receiver room in the division. They have the worst running back in the division. You could argue they have the worst defense in the division. They don't even know if they have a tight end or not. Like, there is a lot going on. It is a rebuild process. It's a rebuild process. And I trust Shane and Dable to do the rebuild. I don't know if they're going to be here if they're not developing a quarterback. Like, if they have another losing, miserable season, and you got Dable going back and forth with the offensive coordinator who's calling the plays, you got Daniel Jones again in there, either turning the ball over or not scoring points or getting injured, which is what we've seen from him for 5 out of the 6 years he's been a New York Giant. I just don't know where it goes. I don't know where it goes. So I don't think the wide receiver position by itself leads to winning. He's an important piece. And if they ever do get a quarterback, he'll be impactful. But I just, if they have the kind of season you could obviously see them having, does ownership have belief in Dable and Shane to move forward with it? Where next year, okay, get me a young quarterback, I believe in Dable. What if Dable's not here? Do they have to go out and hire a coach that has quarterback history because they're drafting a quarterback? Because, you know, Daniel Jones, and let me just say this definitively, because I know I'm going to continue to get Daniel Jones calls. I'm waiting for Nick to call in at some point tonight, this morning. I know I'm going to continue to get get Daniel Jones calls. Let me just say this. This is it. He's going to play this year. I knew he was going to play this year the whole time. I thought if they drafted J.J. McCarthy or Drake May or Penix or Bo Nix or whomever, Daniel Jones was going to play this year. He's got his wide receiver. Okay? They did add some offensive linemen. They're going to add more players over the next couple of days. This is it. If they are 1-5, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the excuses of, well, he lost Saquon Barkley, his safety blanket. I don't want to hear the excuse of the offensive line still not right. I don't want to hear the excuse, well, you know, Neighbors is the only talented wide receiver. I don't want to hear any excuse. Well, he's coming off an injury. You got to give him time. I don't want to hear anything. I can no longer play this game of let's see what Daniel Jones is if given time. Because not only has he been given time, he's been given the contract. And not only has he been given the contract, now he's been given a stud wide receiver. Right? He was given a tight end this year. Tight end didn't work. How about his previous tight end? How does previous tight end do once he got out of the Daniel Jones situation? And Trevor Lawrence isn't even that good. How did Evan Ingram do in Jacksonville? Oh, I don't know. Only one of a handful of receivers ever to have 100 receptions. I don't want to hear any more excuses about Daniel Jones. For all you Daniel Jones people out there, you're going to get your year. Daniel Jones will be the starting quarterback of the New York Giants. They've added linemen. He's gotten a wide receiver. This is it. When it goes south, when they have a miserable year, when he doesn't score touchdown passes and or gets hurt, I will no longer tolerate. We still got to see what Daniel Jones is. That's it. It will be banished from the show. I have never made a declaration like this in my life. But that will be the declaration. Daniel Jones supporters have this season coming up to get it in. If he fails or if he's miserable, that is it. There will be no more discussions about whether or not Daniel Jones can be good. This is your season.